It's been 6 months since Federal Chief Information Officer Vivek Kundra released that 25-point plan to reform IT throughout the federal government. We're going to learn now about the progress that agencies are making. Chris Niedermeyer is the Deputy Chief Information Officer for the Business and IT Modernization Initiative at the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And he joins us with details on how far his agency has come and what is on the horizon. Good morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. My pleasure.
So what kind of progress has HUD made under this 25-point plan?
HUD was actually in a very lucky spot in that we hadn't had new money to develop or transform ourselves for many years, and the money came just about the same time that the 25-point plan was put into place. So we were able to construct our plan going forward following the tenets that were laid out by Vivek.
Now, one of those tenets is cloud computing, and I understand HUD has become quite the cloudster. Tell us what you're doing there.
Well, actually, that may be overstated a bit, but the reality is we have a 100% outsourced infrastructure today. That contract has been in place since, I think, about 2005. And all of our infrastructure is in a private cloud, more or less. We've also expanded that by we're building a new financial system, which is also bought as software as a service through a cloud computing center provided by IBM.
Some of the people I've been talking to out in the field are telling me that a lot of these points are different initiatives that they were already embracing anyway at their agencies. This puts it in a streamlined, understandable format. Was there anything HUD was already doing that this just gave it more momentum?
Well, we had seven key initiatives keyed up to help us fix a lot of our sort of antiquated processes and replace some antiquated systems. What the plan helped us do was structure it around quick deliverables. So we've formulated six-month deliverables, six-month increments, if you will, around these initiatives. So we say we have a series of six-month projects, each to deliver some type of either business or technical value.
Okay, I want to get back to that point, too, because I think what you just said applies to the financial systems that you said you're building. A lot of agencies have had their financial systems overhauls canceled. So are you using that rapid development, quick delivery of software modules approach in your financial system that you're working on?
Yes, we are. We just completed our first six-month deliverables in April, and we intend to complete the full implementation of the first segment of that system next April. So we have April, September, and then April, and we'll be done with our first full implementation of the initial segment.
And are you using a COTS package such that it can be hosted, say, in a cloud?
Yeah, it's we bought the PeopleSoft product, and it's hosted in the cloud by IBM at their data center.
Well, that sounds easy.
That made it a lot simpler. I think, as we've all learned over the years, it is a whole lot easier to leverage something that exists rather than build it over again. And in our case, our financial requirements are not particularly unique, so it's well suited to using a COTS product.
We're talking with Chris Niedermeyer, the Deputy Chief Information Officer for the Business and IT Modernization Initiative at the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Is HUD unique in how it uses these different tools in the IT tool belt, or can things sort of be cross-pollinated with other agencies too?
I think the concepts of the 25-point plan can apply universally, and I've seen my colleagues across the government being able to take advantage and get the value from it. So, for example, we are building new tools for our mortgage insurance, subsidies management, grants, procurement, and human resources, in addition to the financial management pieces. And they're all laid out in these incremental steps, many of which are going to be either software as a service or COTS products. We recently issued a policy at HUD that moves us away from building solutions to using ones that already exist. That's a model that many organizations can use, particularly for those real common functions.
And I wanted to ask you also about data center consolidation. That's another one of the biggies, one of the Vivek biggies. I guess we could call those VBs. And so how many data centers did HUD have? I don't think you had that many.
No, we when this came about, we had one and one disaster backup. So there's no consolidation needed. Again, our infrastructure is completely outsourced. And so we have the primary and the disaster recovery site. So we're already there.
All right. So anything else you want to add to the to how you're conforming either to the plan or just doing things well in the CIO shop overall?
It's, you know, it's not easy to change a culture that is accustomed to, you know, perhaps a slower pace, one of let's define the whole picture before we build it, you know, the kind of the big bang. Going from that to incremental, quick hits, providing value with the idea that you may never have enough money to do everything. And so that culture change is also a challenge for most organizations, certainly has been here, but it's not something that will completely stand in your way. If you help people understand why it has value to them, they tend to quickly come along and support it.
And some of the users, a lot of users at agencies saying that what's of value to them is the ability to do mobile computing, especially what they mean by that nowadays more than ever is using smartphones or tablets. Anything going on there at HUD?
We have a inspection requirement where we go out and look at properties and capture data on, you know, quality. Does it need to be painted? Is the lawn mowed? Is the plumbing right? You know, is it maintained properly? And we're using mobile devices to capture that data on site and take pictures. And that helps us, you know, do it a lot quicker because it's, you know, it's on site.